This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know if you've ever worked in building a new house or you've been involved in the building of a building, and you remember that time when the first time perhaps you rolled out the drawings on a kitchen table or on a dining room table or on a counter, and you looked with your eyes on those blueprints. And the blueprints determine what the building is going to look like. The blueprints determine what the dimensions are, the height of the ceilings, the width of the room, what kind of material goes into that house or that structure. And today, Paul just unrolls a three-point outline of the blueprint for love, and we're going to talk about that. First, I want to identify Paul in verse 1 as an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope. The word apostle means one whom is sent. God sent Paul as an apostle through Christ, and so it was a specific task. And he says, I'm under the command, I'm under orders from the Lord himself. A command of God our Savior and Christ Jesus our hope. I want to talk about that phrase just for a minute, Jesus being our hope. Let me tell you why. Most people that have any background in Christianity at all have some semblance of belief that when I die, when you die, you know, the Lord's going to take us to heaven. And that's based on scriptural truth. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, that's where you will be also. I share that every funeral. I share it Monday at a funeral and Wednesday at a funeral for relatives of Crossview people, Monday and Wednesday. Here's my thought about this. Why would you trust God for your eternity and say, I know God's going to take me to heaven, and I trust him with eternity, I trust him with forever, and then turn around and say, but you know, I don't think God could provide for my income. I don't think God can provide for our needs with the new house. I don't know if God could provide with our situation income-wise, with the economy the way it is. And isn't it amazing? We'll trust God with something like forever and eternity and heaven and say, but I don't know if he can do, if he can do anything about my financial situation now. All I'm asking you to do is to think about how ironic that is. Why would I trust God with forever and then turn around and say, but I don't trust him with now. I don't trust him with today and tomorrow and next week. What's it mean in verse 2? To Timothy, my true son in the faith. Paul was never married, didn't have any children, but he looked at Timothy as his son in the faith. I want to share this with you. I don't care your age. You can be a 30-year-old and have a son or daughter in the faith who's older than you. It means you pour your life into a person. You can be 25 and pour your life into a 35 or 40-year-old spiritually, meaning that they're growing because of your relationship with them and your spiritual input. And I think we all have spiritual children, get this, that we don't even know about. You know, I think in heaven, this is one of my theories about heaven, and I can't prove it to you, but I think you're going to have people come up to you and say, you know what I noticed about you? I watched how you treated your wife. Noticed how you treated your husband. I noticed the level of love and concern and respect. I saw how you treated your children. I saw how you related to your parents. And people are going to surprise us in heaven by observational things they say to us about what we did. And we may be shocked. We may be shocked by that. Do you have a son or daughter in the faith? Not in the sense that you have authority over them. It has nothing to do with authority. It has everything to do with your witness.
Well, we're in the first 5 verses of the book of 1 Timothy, a new series called Blueprint. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.